At RCR, we're on a mission to revive honest media, to report on critical censored stories, and to hold those in positions of power to account. But to make this happen, RCR needs to grow, and grow fast. For that, we need your support. Our Foundation Members Club is now open. Join us today and play your part in bringing back media you can trust. Learn more at www.realitycheck.radio/members and see how you can join the mission that's making a difference.
The truth is here. I want. I want to be free. Don't want to be judged. I want to be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put to upset you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
The truth is here.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Hey, kia ora te whānau, Tobias Tahi here. You are listening to the replay edition of the Truth Speakers Show from the 16th of May. With music from Brother Ali, Stan Walker, Tiki Tane, Nirvana, Tool, Five Times August, Dead Prez, Struggle Jennings, and more. You can listen to a replay live stream edition of today's show from tonight, 10 p.m. and again on the weekend from 2 p.m. Due to copyright restrictions, we are unable to have the full show up on permanent replay, so be sure to catch them on the live stream for the full experience. The Truth Speaker Show is live Monday and Thursdays, 1 p.m. with a replay live stream that night, 10 p.m. Check out our website, realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker for replays and more information about replay times. Modi order.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox at realitycheck.radio.
And The Truth Speaker Show is back for your Thursday afternoon. My name is Tobias Tahi, and this is RCR, Reality Check Radio. Today's show has a massive lineup of music with a dusting of my thoughts and perspectives as always. I'm working like crazy behind the scenes to bring you some new segments to the show. They are developing well and will be added to the Truth Speaker Show in due course. I feel that rap music is leading the way in speaking the truth, standing up, speaking out, and laying real, raw truths out to the world, which is why I play a lot of that genre on my show. It is also my preferred genre personally. But nothing else is speaking out on the level of some of these rappers today. It's such a huge contrasted genre, while we have people like those who I just played, and then on the other side of the rap spectrum, you have people who are helping the agenda influence the masses and help indoctrinate the world. I feel this is a reflection of humanity. Within every dynamic of human, within every group of people, there are people who are helping the world and people who are possibly unknowingly helping the agendas, all while they eat off of the same table. Let me know how you feel about rap music and the type of rap music I play, because over the years it has gotten a bad rap. No pun intended, but once you turn off that legacy radio rap crap, you will actually find music that is playing a massive role in helping free the minds and speak the truth. Let me know your thoughts. 2057 is the text, email, inbox at realitycheck.radio. Yep, I went there again, and I have no issue with continuing to go there and standing for what I believe in. I stand in what I stand for without issue, without hesitation, without fear. And you should too. Isn't that what we are promoting here? And for those that are probably screaming, yelling, pulling their hair out and about to write yet more emails of complaints about my stance, a true level of maturity is this. I had dinner with one of my two Tangata Destiny Church friends last week, and we all know their stance. We spoke about the Israel-Palestine issue. We disagreed, majority disagreed, found common ground and agreed on smaller aspects, but you know what we done? We carried on enjoying our dinner and loving each other. That's the definition of unity. That's the definition of respecting people who have a different ideological perspective than you do, than I do. That's called life. For the past 4 to 5 years, I've stood with the Truth and Freedom Movement. We were the first to protest on Queen Street very early in 2020, before any wannabe politicians came along and used our protest for their own agenda. Different corridor. I have stood side by side with everyone fighting for freedom, but I need to ask the question, is your fight for freedom just the freedom of people you agree with? Just the freedom of people whose ideological values align with yours? You say you want freedom, but when someone else wants theirs, whose opinion is different to yours, you shut it down as if they are the enemy, if their freedom imposes on your freedom. You shut down anyone who is fighting against this government. Yeah, you may align with this government, but what is the difference between 2 years ago us fighting against the Labour-led government and now people fighting against the National-led government? To me, I don't trust any government, and I will stand against them as I have been taught to all my life, not just in some recent awakening, which makes me want to touch base on another topic briefly. I'm seeing people who have lived their entire life oblivious to the truth, oblivious to global agendas, oblivious to the damage legacy 6pm news does, people who have conformed all their lives and who have recently come to see certain truths within the last 3 to 4 years, starting to live with an absolute self-absorbed, self-righteous ego energy, acting as if they are superior to anyone else because they have very, very, very recently learned a few things, yet have lived their entire life on the wrong side of history and conforming to it all. Look, I'm happy you have woken up to reality. I'm truly happy for you, but don't for a second think you're any better than anyone else because of it. Unfortunately, the majority of people I see acting this way are above the age of 50 or 60, and they are treating the youth of this nation, the future of this nation, with zero respect or with zero intention of hearing them, and simply disregarding them as indoctrinated, woke, or anything else that means you don't have to listen to them and what they see as a way forward for a world where they still have 60 to 70 years of life, where you might have 20 if you're lucky. Therefore, it is their future, not yours, and I'm just being real. You may have some great wisdom that they need to hear, but if you don't hear theirs, then why would they stop and listen? The youth of today are growing up in a world that is completely unlike what you did. We need to see the world from their angle. And quickly back to the Truth and Freedom Movement. I struggle to recognize it these days. Echo chambers, paranoia, anti-Māori rhetoric, negativity, drama, pro-government stances, which blows my mind, and the inability to hear anything that goes against your perspective is the absolute opposite to truth and freedom. It's sad to see, but it leaves room for the birth of something new, the birth of something greater. Watch this space. That's my two cents for today. To round off today's Truth Speaker Show, I want to read this piece of feedback from someone who I feel either completely missed my point or I didn't speak my point clearly. Either way, the message reads, "Sorry, Tahi. Pollution is not climate change, so your point at the beginning fell flat for me. We need to differentiate. You're merging the two together. Love you anyways, dude. Awesome stuff as always. Missed your sounds." Now, maybe it was me who didn't clearly state that, but that is exactly what I'm saying. But there is an element to the narrative, not the truth, the narrative, that rubbish and pollution is the cause of climate change. Therefore, there are some people out there who have stopped caring about the environment because they feel that's an act of rebellion against the climate change narrative, the narrative, not the truth. My exact point was that these are two unrelated things, so I found it interesting you would agree with me while trying to disagree with me, but I do appreciate that message because it allows me to clear up any confusion around what I may have said. This has been the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR Reality Check Radio. My name is Tobias Tahi, and I'll see you all back here on Monday.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.